time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Commissioner Larry Jensen. We're going to talk about how things went with 2022 and some of the things we got coming up in Carbon County in 2023. And it's always good to get a commissioner in. We usually get Commissioner Hopes or Commissioner Martinez in. This go-around, we're going to talk with Commissioner Jensen. And as I said, just kind of our year in review, and let's talk about the things that are going to happen here and the great things that are always going to happen in Carbon County. Commissioner Jensen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Anytime you want to come in and talk about Carbon County, we're good to go. I like getting this information out there. Plus, like you said, it's good information. It's good information to get people out to get out to the people and kind of let them know what's going on. So first up, the election's over, and you're back at it again. What were some things towards the end of 2022 and leading up to the election that you guys are kind of working on and that you were kind of working with as far as Carbon County is concerned?
Well, a lot of day-to-day things that are always there, but I think our big efforts were pointed towards our economic development efforts to try to diversify and bring in new industry and assist local businesses in their growth. I think we've had some good success there with Shani Wilson with in economic development efforts. There's been a dozen businesses that we've helped that have expanded and hired additional people. And over the last 2 years, there's been 85 employees hired that were not employed prior to these expansion that these businesses have made. And those 85 do not count the expansion alike of Intermountain Electronics or some of the other things that were outside of these smaller companies that we've helped to do some growth. So.
And, you know, one of the things that it always seems like we always have to hit on it and we want to talk about it, and it doesn't matter if it's a county official, if it's a city official or anything like that, we're always talking about and we're always concerned when it comes to water. And so what were some of the strokes that you guys took in 2022 and carrying into 2023 as far as the water situation is concerned?
Two areas to highlight there. We received money from the federal government for water and sewer projects, and it was a large amount of money. We received some last year, and we'll receive another allotment this coming year. And we chose to spend a big chunk of that on a sewer project out along Ridge Road that will open up a more area for industrial growth, and then also the possibility of trying to purchase water because of the climate we're in today, where new home buyers are right now unable to get a water hookup outside of the city limits in the unincorporated part of the county where Price River Water Improvement District would provide the water. It requires you to turn over one share of Schofield Reservoir water, and those shares have not been available to purchase. So we're working still at coming up with some solutions. We took a small part of the water that Carbon County owns and allocated 50 shares of reservoir water that could be available for individuals wanting to buy or to build a home that they could actually purchase some water from us. So we have a program right now that would allow someone to come in and get water from us that then could be used for their water hookup.
And really, is that one of the, as far as the unincorporated areas of the county are concerned, is that probably one of the biggest hurdles that people are facing right now, or is it the biggest hurdle as far as if they wanted to build a home or something?
I think it's a combination of that and just the cost of construction and interest rates rising on home loans. So it's slowed down, but we know we have to be poised when things kick off, and we have people needing to move in here, that we have an avenue for them, and they're not just turned away.
All right. And you mentioned the sewer project down on Ridge Road. That's really for really a basic infrastructure deal out there, is if you wanted to get more industry out there. Is that kind of why this is going on right now?
It is. So new industry that would locate along the railroad spur that goes to Savage's coal loadout, properties along that rail are the areas where a lot of folks have interest in locating. So this sewer line would make it available, sewer hookup available along that area. We have companies right now, there are several that are looking specific at that area, and if they had to install the entire sewer system to get to their facility, it would be a deal breaker for them, and they would not be able to do it. So this will allow now for those along that new sewer line to come in without that huge cost of putting in the main line.
Okay, and so there's that's going on right now. Are there any other things that, we're always working towards economic development and bringing in new industry and those kind of things. Are there, like, some bright spots that we're looking towards in 2023?
There are. We are hopeful that we have four companies we're working with now. Several are coal-related that would use coal in their processing that would help with the coal mines being able to sell coal to these people. And they would take the coal and do some different things with it, coal to fiber, make hydrogen, make fertilizer. And these facilities, as they're built, they're significant costs to build them, and once those are built, the tax base for the county now gets increased, and we're able to, the goal is to reduce the tax on the homeowners and try to shift that back to some of these industries that in the past, for instance, the coal mine, the power plant at Castle Gate helped shoulder a big chunk of our personal property taxes, and now they're gone, and so those amounts get shifted over to the homeowner, and we're doing everything we can to change that, to make sure that it doesn't get worse in the future. We have no intention of raising taxes. Our whole goal is to be able to lower those.
And that's going to come with new industry and the people that they bring in and that,
yes,
that kind of thing.
Yes.
All right, Commissioner Jensen, thank you so much for stopping in and talking with us today. I appreciate the time. Anytime you want to come back and talk about Carbon County, let's do it, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.